as usual, lots of fluidity, lots of uncertainty. It really depends on what happens with agricultural and macroeconomic markets of when producers need more loans and whether the private industry has the potential to fulfill all those requests. So maybe you can tell us kind of going forward, what are maybe one, two projects that you're working on right now? And if folks are interested, they can contact you and ask you more about your research.
Yeah, thank you. I always have a lot of irons in the fire. I'm looking increasingly at sort of these credit markets and how lenders form their expectations for how much they're willing to loan, how tight the terms of those loans are going to be, so how easy to access credit, and also how they form their expectations for land values. And another big part of it, also kind of unrelated, is looking at the USDA farm income forecast, which I used to work at the USDA. And that's one of the sort of major policy numbers when we're talking about formulating farm policy. That's where we go to turn to say, well, how are farmers doing? Are they making money? Are they losing money? What's the trend there? So we're looking at those data specifically produced by the USDA to say, well, you know, how good is the USDA at predicting what's going on in the farm economy? And so far we're finding, they at least get the direction about 85% of the time, right? And they're relatively close on the number. But there is some patterns that are a little bit concerning in terms of the USDA tends to be a little bit conservative in their forecasts early in the year, but over time, so as we go through the growing year and they get more information, they tend to lose those biases, but there's still kind of a little bit of inefficiency. As far as following my research, can I give a plug to FarmDoc? Yeah. So, I think it really – so at the University of Illinois, we have an extension group called FarmDoc, and we run a daily set of articles. Early in the week, we do price outlook for corn and soybeans, and sometimes – or once a month, we do livestock as well. So we do weekly corn and soybean outlook. We do some farm management, farm economics, and then policy topics, various issues related to agriculture. We're sort of the ag econ MT of the Midwest. And so you can find us at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu, or if you just Google FarmDoc, we pop right up. But it's really a nice source to see what me and my colleagues are doing. So.